Mortgage interest rates are spiking. This as housing demands outstrips housing supply and the Federal Reserve tries to tamp down inflation. The situation is driving more buyers to apply for adjustable rate mortgages so they can buy a home. Mike Regan joins us now. He is senior editor at Bloomberg News. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Lisa.
So the Mortgage Bankers Association says demand for adjustable rate mortgages hit a 14-year high last week. Now, for those who are not familiar with adjustable rate mortgages, what are they and what does it tell you that buyers are increasingly interested in them?
Right. So with most mortgages, they're what's called a fixed rate mortgage, which means you lock in an interest rate for 15 or 30 years. With an adjustable rate mortgage, you lock it in for a much shorter time, in most cases, usually between 5 and 10 years. And then after that, the interest rate and your monthly payments as a result, it fluctuates with interest rates in the market, depending on what benchmark rate is chosen by the lender. And buyers are interested in them simply, as you pointed out, because traditional fixed mortgage rates have just risen quite rapidly this year. They're now in the neighborhood of 5.25% to 5.4%. And adjustable rates can be much lower, a full percentage point or more lower than those fixed rates, at least for that initial period before they adjust. So you're taking on that risk that rates could go higher by the time they adjust in exchange for that lower rate in the near term.
And by the way, wasn't there a time when 5 or 6% was really good?
Yes. Yeah. I think that was my first house.
Right. So the mortgages were a problem in the housing crash because people got stuck with high rates that they just couldn't pay. So what are the chances the same thing could happen this time around?
Well, it's certainly something to keep an eye on, but there are some pretty big differences between the run-up to the housing crash and now. For one thing, when you apply for an adjustable rate mortgage these days, it typically requires a lot more documentation, larger down payments, and higher credit scores than it did in the early 2000s. And back then, it also used to be more common for these rates to adjust more quickly, say after just 1 year, which can be much harder for a borrower to deal with, especially if the value of their home has also gone down. So those type of situations have sort of been corrected since the housing crisis. But certainly the growth in demand for these adjustable rates is something to keep an eye on.
There are other troubling signs in the lending markets. Default rates for people with low credit scores are going up. More so-called subprime borrowers are missing payments on car loans, on personal loans, credit cards. What does all of this mean? Is this a post-pandemic correction or do you think it's something that's more concerning?
Well, delinquency rates across the board went way, way down in 2020 and 2021 because people just weren't able to go out and spend money like they used to. And there was all this supplemental unemployment payments and other stimulus. So they were bound to sort of normalize to some degree. But with the Federal Reserve raising interest rates as aggressively as it is, it's definitely worth watching to make sure it doesn't escalate into something worse.
And very briefly, stock market tanked this week. How concerning is this?
It's concerning. You know, everyone's worried about the signal it sends about a possible recession. The economists we survey put that at about a 30% chance of a recession in the next year, which is a little too high for comfort. Mm-hmm. So it is concerning.
All right. We'll talk about that again, I'm sure. Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Thank you, as always.
Thank you, Lisa.